Aldo Leopold authored a Sand County Almanac and other writings that stressed a simple approach to conserving the land and natural resources. He and his family spent much time living without electricity in a shack along the Wisconsin River north of Baraboo. But on a hillside east of the shack, close to where Leopold died in 1948, the Aldo Leopold Foundation has paid $4 million to put up the 12,000 square foot Leopold Legacy Center. Foundation Executive Director Buddy Huffaker says the new one-story building is consistent with Leopold's teachings.
I think the building scale can seem large to those who would question the need for any such material or worldly possessions stemming from Leopold's own writing. And yet, relative to most structures these days, the square footage of this facility is not that great.
And Huffaker says the center is using some resources from Leopold property.
That's a big piece of wood right there.
Huffaker taps on a floor-to-ceiling support beam that measures 8 by 14 inches and stands 15 feet high. The wood came from a tree that Aldo Leopold or his family planted. Huffaker says there's a twofold message.
One, people who are coming here from a great distance really understand Leopold's legacy in a very robust way, and so this will have very kind of strong emotional appeal to them. And for those who are coming who aren't so familiar with Mr. Leopold's legacy, we wanted to show what diligence and forethought can yield if you're patient for, you know, 50 years.
Oak, maple, cherry, and red pine are also being used in the Legacy Center. The Leopold Foundation says it's trying to make sure the new building is environmentally sustainable by following the U.S. Green Building Council's top criteria for energy and environmental design. That includes using recycled newspaper and 8-inch walls for good insulation. It means 195 solar panels on the roof, making use of daylighting, and having high-quality windows that minimize heat loss. It also means having a geothermal heating and cooling system. Buddy Huffaker bangs on a metal air vent that pokes out of the ground near the front of the Legacy Center. He says the fresh air inlet leads to an underground pipe.
The whole time the air is traveling underground through the concrete pipe, it's either being preheated or pre-cooled depending on the season. And this saves a great deal of energy having to heat up negative degree air in the wintertime or hot humid air in the summertime.
Overall, the goal is to use no more energy than what's produced at the center. The Leopold Foundation has already moved its offices out of Baraboo and into the new building. The center will also be used for tours, environmental education, and various seminars about Aldo Leopold. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, near Baraboo.